Hey guys, Valerie V Show. In 1 minute, I am going to show you how to blog post on your own website. This is Web Wednesday. Welcome to the Valerie V Show. Hey guys, Valerie V. Today we're going to talk about blog posting on your own website. Now, I am only going to address WordPress websites because that's the only kind of website we're going to build. We are not going to do Wix or a Weebly or a Squarespace or a Fly-By-Night or GoDaddy or any of those other things. WordPress is it, baby. And I'm going to show you how to blog post. By the way, if you please subscribe. Subscribe. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you're watching this on Facebook, please give us a thumbs up on our Facebook business page, please. All right, let's get to it. I'm going to use my own website as an example. You ready? Here we go. Okay, what you're looking at is the login for our website. So I'm going to log in. You have to have either a contributor status, author status, or editor status in order to blog post. So what I'm going to do is go to posts, add new, and I'm going to add my title. This is a test post for a video. And then I'm going to go to visual. So I have text here, which I can use if I want to, but visual is what we call a WYSIWYG editor. It's what you see is what you get, and that's where we want to be. So it's sort of like a Word document. Hi, this is Valerie V. Join me for a show on how to blog post. All right, now if I wanted to add a link, I could highlight the text I want to link. I can go here. I can type in whatever link I want. Let's see, linkedin.com. I'm not really going to do that. But anyway, I can link to anything I want. You don't have to put in links. If you want to make something bold, all you have to do is go like, you know, highlight whatever text you want. You can hit bold. You can make it italics. You can make it, we're right now we're in paragraph mode. If I wanted to make it bigger, I could use one of these. So there's all kinds of things you can do here. If you want to add an image, in my case, for this website, I go to add image. I pick an image, scroll down, make sure I align it the way I want, right? I'm not linking it to anything, and the size is going to be a medium. And there she is. I always want to pick a category. Sometimes I pick two or three. Do not pick all of them. That will not help you. Tags, I just put in one or two tags. Set featured image. You definitely want to do this in WordPress so that it shows up correctly on social media. So I pick the same image that I put in my post. And then down here, I'm going to put in, this is my SEO. My title tag is going to be home care marketing and blog posting, something like that. Description, Valerie V shows us how to blog post. And then I want to put something similar. Actually, this should be a little longer, in my excerpt area. And then I'm going to go to my social networks listing. So what I want to do here is put the same stuff in here. Just copy this. I'm going to paste it here. I'm going to use the same image unless I need to use something different. This is what's going to show up on social media. Open graph type. I'm going to make this an article. I'm leaving Twitter alone. And I think that's it. So we've selected our categories. We've put in a tag. We have our featured image. We have done our search engine optimization, which actually is a little more complicated than this, but you get my drift. Social networks listing. I'm leaving links and miscellaneous alone. We recommend that on WordPress you use Yoast, Y-O-A-S-T, like toast, but with a Y. Yoast SEO. I am not using Yoast SEO on this website just because I've we started out with something different and continued with it. But Yoast is the best. That's the one you want to use. So if you have a website that's WordPress, you want to ask your WordPress developer for Yoast SEO. There are also a few other things that we add as website developers to our clients' websites to make them more SEO friendly. But this is just a post about blog posting. This is a video about blog posting. So you can add all the text you want, and then you can hit save draft. And you can preview your post, and you can see how it looks before you publish it. So this is how it looks. If I'm happy with that, I can go back to my post and I can hit publish. If I don't want to publish it right away, I can hit edit and I can select a date and time for it to go out. So we can do any of those things. I'm probably going to just move this to the trash now because I am not going to use it. These are all of the posts that we put up in the last few weeks. You can see all the search engine optimization that goes into these. I'll show you what one looks like. So this is one that includes a video and lots of text. This is actually a complete transcription of what I said on the video. You can see here that we had all the stuff put in. I should say, I know it's Friday. Boy, I must have been tired. You can see my picture. You can see my tags. You can see all my categories I selected. Now, in this case, I'm just going to hit update. All right, so this was posted last week, I believe on Friday, or over the weekend. So that is how you blog post. Not too complicated. Sometimes getting the picture right is tricky. We do this for our clients every day, but if you're someone who likes to blog post on your own or likes to fool around with blog posting, just remember you log in. When you're on your dashboard, you go to posts. You can go to all posts if you want to see previous ones. You can go to add new if you just want to add a new one. And there you go. It's as easy as that. And that is the web lesson for the day. Easy as pie. Now, the SEO part of it is not quite as easy, but once you've been around the block a while, you can kind of figure it out. If you're one of our clients, and you look at some of the posts that we've done previously for you, you will get a sense and a feel for the search engine optimization styles that we use, and you can kind of emulate that. So that is our Web Wednesday, how to blog post on a WordPress website. Hope everybody's doing great. It's hump day. We're almost there, guys. We'll see you on Think About It Thursday tomorrow.